Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Professor of Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies, as well as news from Indian country. Jeffrey Varegi led efforts toward a new anthology that was recently released. Varegi is from Port Gamble Skalum Reservation in Washington State, and the book project was in cooperation with Marvel. Yes, that Marvel. According to Marvel.com, this landmark book, Marvel's Voices, Indigenous Voices No. 1, will contain contributions by some of the industry's most renowned Indigenous artistic talent. According to GamesRadar.com, the idea for this anthology arose when Varegi was talking with Marvel's editor-in-chief about his recent exhibit entitled Of Gods and Heroes. It was on display at the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian. The exhibit featured many Marvel characters re-envisioned by Varegi. Varegi graduated with a degree in industrial design at the University of Seattle. However, it was after studying with a master of form line, totem pole carver David Boxley, that Varegi began to transform well-known superheroes into a visual fusion, honoring the Pacific Northwest Coast art form. Formline dates back thousands of years. AmericanIndianMagazine.org describes Formline to be the bold black and color lines that form oval concentric shapes that gives the Northwest art form its distinguishing look. AmericanIndianMagazine.com also shares that in 2015, Varegi was commissioned to draw covers for comic books such as G.I. Joe, Transformers, and Judge Dredd. Then he received an invitation from Marvel to draw the first cover for the reboot of the Red Wolf comic. Red Wolf was Marvel's first American Indian character, premiering in the comic book Avengers No. 80 in 1970. Founder of Indigenous Comic-Con, Lee Francis, Laguna Pueblo, says that the comic book industry has been more interested in the trappings of the Native identity rather than the realities of Native identity. Francis observes, Varegi's work and ability to navigate the industry is the tip of the sword. We have so many folks that are going to come in behind him. Varegi shares, I am truly honored to work with Marvel Comics, but I am also honored for the opportunity to share the same storytelling spirit of my ancestry by sharing the tales of some of today's heroes. The book Marvel Voices, Indigenous Voices No. 1 was released in November 2020. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM.